Boker Tov, welcome back to our ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. We are now on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph Masachet Yevamot, near the top of the Amud, and we are in the middle of the discussion of the topic of Eved Ve'Akum HaBaal Bat Yisrael, the status of the child, whether he's a Mamzer or Kasher. Picking it up at right immediately after the report of Rav Dimi in the name of Rebbe, that the Vlad is a Mamzer, and we have the following. Story. Rabbi Acha Sarah B. Rav, Rabbi Tanchum Breid, Rabbi Chia Ish Kfar Akal. So these two great rabbis. Paruk Hanu Shvuyata Da'atu Mi Armon Latveria. So they were redeeming some captive women who were coming to Tiberias. Havichara Di Abram Yovid Kochavim. So there's one of the women had become impregnated, had been evidently raped by one of her captors who was not Jewish. V'atu L'Kamed Rabbi Yami. So they brought this girl to Rabbi Yami, who was the great student of Rabbi Yochanan. So Amarlu, he said, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, to Amri, Ovid Kochavi, Evan, Abba, Yisrael, Vlad Mamzer. So Rabbi Asi said, the child is a Mamzer, because he ruled like all three of his teachers, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, the great first generation Amoraim of Eretz Yisrael. Amar of Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef now says, Revuta, the Mechshav Gavri, you think it's so impressive that you're name-dropping, as it were? Ha Rav Shmuel Bavel. We have Rav and Shmuel, the masters of Bavel. Rabbi Shimon Levi of Arkapar of Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Shimon Levi, who was an older contemporary of Rabbi Yochanan, and Bar Kapara, that prized student of Rabbi. Ve'amri lachilufer Bar Kapara v'ayli zikne darom. It's possible that Bar Kapara is not really to be mentioned here, but in place of him, zikne darom, who are evidently the scholars in the south, that could be a reference to Reb Meir, etc. De Amri Ovid Kochavim Emor Abba Bat Yisrael Vlad Kosher. They disagreed and they said that the Vlad is kosher. So El Amr of Yosef Rebbe. The answer is that Rabbi Yassi was not quoting Rabbi Yochanan, etc. You throw names, I've got names also, but rather he was quoting Rebbe. The Chiyata Rav Dimi, here we have this report again, Rav Yitzchak, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Israel to Babel, he reported that Rav Yitzchak Rav Dimi, Mishum Rabbeinu, who's Rabbeinu, we'll see in a minute, Amru, Oved Kochavim, Abad Rav Yitzchak, Vlad Mamzer, that the child is a Mamzer, and Rav Yishum and Levi Omer, Vlad Mikulkal. And the report is that Rabbeinu, we see as Rebbe, says the child is a Mamzer, Shum and Levi disagrees and says the child is blemished, as it were. Now, Leman. But Mekulkal to what? Ilay Melakahalm, and he can't marry in. I remember Shimon Levi Avad Kosher. Shimon Levi said the kid is kosher. Kosher means he can marry in. Alikahuna, and rather, the Vlad is Mekulkal Lakuna, meaning if it's a girl, she cannot marry Kohen. Now, the Chulu and Moroi, the Mechashri, Modu Shahyelad Shavlad Pagum Lakuna, because even all the Amoraim, Rav and Shmuel and Shimon Levi and perhaps Bar Kapara, who say the child is a kosher, nonetheless, agree that he's pogum l'kohuna. Why? Mikal v'chomer mi'almona. This is something we had in the previous podcast. Ma'almona l'kohen gadol shein yisur ha'shova v'kol. After all, an almona, marrying a kohen gadol, is an isur that does not apply to anyone else. It only applies to the kohen gadol, which should make it weaker. B'na pagum, nonetheless, the child is a halal. Zushi yisur ha'shova v'kol adin sh'b'na pagum. So this one, meaning the woman who's having relations with the goy, so, which is an issue that applies to everybody, meaning it's universal issue. It doesn't apply just to that particular man, it applies to all goyim, it doesn't apply just to the particular woman, but to all Jews. Certainly the child is pagum. And we, in the previous shiur, when we first saw this kal v'chomer, we attacked it by saying, that's not true, because an almona is more chamor, because she herself has her status changed as a result of that bia, she becomes a chalala. So the answer is that's not such a strong challenge here, because Hachanami Kevin Shenivol Apsala. Because once this woman has relations with the goy, she's also herself Pasal Lakuna. How do we know? Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Minayin Lo Bichachom Yevavah Kohenet Valviyah Val Yisraeli Shipsalua. How do we know that if a goy or an eved has relations with an otherwise kosher woman, that she's now Pasal Lakuna? Shenamar Mad Kohen Kitiyah Manal Gusha. Vezerain la pasuk number one on the page, that if a bat kohen marries a non-kohen, she can't eat truma. But let's say that she becomes widowed or divorced from that Yisrael and has no children. That's something we're going to deal with in the seventh parak in detail. Then she goes back to eating truma beit avia. When is that? The drasha is mishiyesh to amanut v'gerushin ba. Only if her marriage was to somebody from whom she could become widowed or divorced. As opposed to if she went and was living with a goy or an eved, where there is no amanut v'gerushin, because there's no marriage there. In other words, if she has relations with somebody who cannot have kiddushin with anybody, then she becomes psula mitrumat beit aviyah, psula lekuna. Amar le'abaye, ma chazi desam. Now, this is all based on the report that Rav Dimi brought, saying that Rebbe said the child is a mamzer. So Abaye says, why are you relying on that report? Rav Dimi, smocha de Ravin. We have Ravin, who was also a tradent who brought reports from Eretz Yisrael, but a different report. Tchiyat Ravin Amar Rabbi Natan v'Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Amar Rabbi Natan v'Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, modim ba'al het morim ba'al het teira. He reported that both Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, instructed or ruled that a child, the result of Evan and Akum, etc., is not a mamzer. So Umar Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbi. Good, so we know that that's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. The Af Rav Modeba, Morabahatera. Rav also, in Bavel, because we already heard that, but Rav himself, Paskin in practice, that the child is not a mamzer. How do we know? Dahuda to the Kami de Rav. It's an interesting story. A man came to Rav. Amarle Obed Kochom Yeva Balbad Yisrael Mahu. So he asked him the question, in theory, if a non-Jew has relations with a Jewish woman, and what's the status of the child? Amarle Yelav Lad Kosher. So Rav said it's kosher. Amarle Havli Bratach. So the fellow then said, I am the result of such a marriage. I want to marry your daughter. Lo Yahiv Nalach. So Rav said, I'm not going to have her marry you. Evidently it wasn't because of any personal issue, but Rav said, I'm not going to have my daughter marry somebody who has that gum. Amar Shimi Barchi El Rav, so one of his students said to Rav, Amriinchi, so people are going to say, Gamla B'madai, Akava Darakta. It's like somebody tells a crazy story, that a camel is dancing on top of a very small pile of things, of wheat or something, and then they're going to say, I don't believe you. And let's say, Hakava, Hagamla, Hamadai, V'larakta. Here we are in Madai, here's the camel, here's the pile, and I don't see anybody dancing. In other words, to have a report of something that's incredulous when you don't have access to it, so of course you don't believe it. But here, or you do believe it, you might believe it. Here you see all of the components put together, and it's still not happening, then you for sure disbelieve it. For somebody who's going to report in your name, Rob, you say it's kosher, but that you're not willing to act based on it, they won't believe it. Amarli, so Rav said to a student, Lehavek Yoshua bin Nun. If this guy was as great as Yoshua bin Nun, this fellow came to me, I still wouldn't have him marry my daughter. Meaning, if he was as miyuchas as Yoshua bin Nun, not so much his greatness, but if he, no matter how miyuchasdik he was, I don't like the guy. I'm not going to have him marry my daughter. So Yoshua bin Nun, achrini. So the student pointed out to Rav, if this fellow was as great as Yoshua bin Nun as a miyuchas, so if you don't give him your daughter, other people will. But this guy, if you don't, then certainly nobody else is going to, because they're going to assume that your reticence is on account of the problem with the Yichus. So what happened? This guy would not leave Rav alone. So Rav gave him the rabbinic glare, and the fellow died. Now, Rav Matna Mori Baal HaTera. Rav Matna, also in Bavel, would instruct HaTera. V'af Rav Yehuda Mor Baal HaTera. Rav Yehuda, the Talmud of Rav, also ruled that such a child is not a mamzer. And here we have another story. The Chiyata the Kamei, Rav Yehuda, right, if somebody would like that would come to Rav Yehuda, and evidently this happened from time to time, somebody would come to the Beit Din and say, I'm the result of such a union. And Rav Yehuda would say to him, Zil Itamar Onasi Bat Minach. Zil Itamar means go hide, meaning go to some city where they don't know you. You can marry a Bat Yisrael. But if you stay here where everybody knows who you are, they're not going to have you marry you. So then you'll have to marry bat minach, meaning marry, you have to marry another of your kind. In other words, a daughter of such a union. But really, halachically, you could marry whoever you want to. You're not a mamzer. But the reality is people who know you are not going to be so excited about it. And when somebody would come to Rava with such a situation, Amar le'i gale inasi bat minach. He said the same thing, either go into exile, and go where they don't know you, and you can marry whoever you want, or else you're going to have to marry some of your own kind here. Now, he's just giving him a practical piece of advice. The reality is people are not going to take you as a son-in-law. Shachulei b'nei b'michsi l'rabba. So this particular town sent a message to Rabba and asked, Misha chetzio avinu chetzio ben chori. Hapal bat Yisrael mahu. And they asked what sounds like a theoretical question, because it's a relatively uncommon situation, where somebody is a half Eved, half Ben Chorin. It's something we dealt with a lot in Rosh Hashanah, and in several other Masechtot, here and there, Sugyot about it, about a half Eved, half Ben Chorin. Let's say you have somebody that's got a Bia with a Bat Yisrael. What's the status of the Vlad? So the question is, why is this a question? He said, I understand the question. We've already ruled for several generations now that if it's a full Eved who has relations with the Bat Yisrael, then the child is kosher. So if it's a half Eved, half Ben Chorin, why would it be worse? Amar Yosef, Mara Deshmaita Mani. So Manu, actually, if you think about it, it is a good question, because who is one of the authors of the ruling that says that a child of an Eved, Bat Yisrael, is kosher? Rav Yehuda. We just saw that, Rav Yehuda. He said, if you have a half of it, half Ben Chorin, who has beer with a Bat Yisrael, the child is stuck, can't marry anybody. So it sounds like a half of it, half Ben Chorin, really is worse off. So the question is a good question. Now the answer is no. No, Rav Yehuda's case was different. Rav Yehuda's case was a situation where this half of it, half Ben Chorin gave Kiddusha to the Bat Yisrael. Which means that she is sort of mikudeshet because half of him is a free man. So then what happens, we make the famous schizophrenia of the half Eved, half Ben Chorin, that she's married to the half Ben Chorin. She's not married to the half Eved. So the half Eved is now having sort of adultery with, of course, somebody who's his own wife, but, right? But is that really a problem? V'amri nardeyam ishmeidu Rabbi Yaakov. This would be surprising. According to the opinions who say that an Eved who has relations with a Bat Yisrael, the kid is a mamzer, says even if she's not married. And those who say it's not a mamzer, like Rav and Shmuel and Rishum and Levi, etc., say even if the woman's married at the time, the Eved and the Akum, they're not considered to be full adultery to the point where the child is a mamzer. Right? So therefore, the child is kosher, which means here you cannot argue that this half Eved, half Ben Chorin, that the problem is because he gave her Kiddushin, she's married to the half Ben Chorin, and then the half Eved is creating the psul, because we'd say that if somebody would consider such a result to be kosher, then even if it's by adultery, it would be kosher. And now, parenthetically, Ushneim lo lamdua elam eshetav, because as we'll see, the entire makor of the question of whether an Eved, Habal, Bat Yisrael, if the kids are moms or not, is based on how we applied from eshetav. Right, Eshet Av is a classic case where if a man has relations with Eshet Av, it's Chayiv Karet. It's a situation where there's no Kiddushin Tofes, and the child is a Mamzer. Now, Man de Pasil, the one who says that there's such a child is a Mamzer of an Eved, so Ma Eshet Ish Dol Tavsuba Kiddushin, just like an Eshet Av, sorry, where Kiddushin are not Tofes, Havlad Mamzer, I've called Dol Tavsuba Kiddushin, Havlad Mamzer. So therefore, what is the basic principle that we get from Eshet Av? Here is a situation where Kedushin on Tofes, if you have B in that situation, the child's a mamzer. Same thing with an Eved. Umad de Machsher, the one who says kosher, Savamai Eshet Av de Lididelo Tofsiba Kedushin. Eshet Av is somebody that you, the son of her husband, cannot be Tofes Kedushin. Lachrini Tofsiba Kedushin, but some other person could marry her. She is a Bat Kedushin. As opposed to our fellows, with whom kiddushin don't last, don't work at all. So therefore, they would say that it's you can't model it from Eshet Av, as we're going to see on Mtet. But that's when the makor wrote. Ella kitmar de Rav Yehuda. So now we have to fix Rav Yehuda. We said originally that Rav Yehuda said that half of it happened chorina babat Yisrael, the kid is ein lo takana. And then we said no, that must be talking about a case where he gave her kiddushin, and the problem is the half of it. We said that's not a problem. So now, what was it that Rabbi Yehuda was saying? Kigon Shebaal Eshet Ish. Here's what happened. The Eved, the half Eved, half Ben Chorin, had beer with an Eshet Ish. Not his own Eshet Ish. Had beer with an Eshet Ish. V'imtzat Tzad Cherut Shebaal Mishtamesh Be'eshet Ish. So the problem here is simply one of adultery. But then you would say, so then why are you talking about a half Eved, half Ben Chorin? It's true about just a Stam Ben Chorin. Avina Amarli Rav. Rav Naza told me this story. Ikla Rav Yosef Ravin La Atrin. Rav Yosef Ravin came to our town. Ravi Uvda Bepnuya. There was a story about a Pnuya who had relations with an Eved. The Achshar, and he said the child's kosher. Eshet Ish Apostle. So you see that your ruling of the Nardei is incorrect, because then a woman who came to him who was married and had bia with an Eved, the child, he said, was a mamzer. Amar Shesh, Lididi Amar Li Rav Gaza, Lo Rav Yossi Bar Avinu. Rav Shesh said, I heard the story myself from this Rav Gaza. And I said, first of all, you got the guy wrong. It wasn't Rav Yossi Bar Avinu, but Rav Yossi Bar Bizvita. It's a different Rav Yossi. Havi V'achshav, Rav Priya Ben Bishrish. By the way, you got the facts wrong too. He was Machshir in both cases, right? Which supports the Nardei's ruling that if you say child of an Eved, a Baal Bat Yisrael is kosher, that's even if she's an Eshadish. Now, Amar Rav Acha, Berei Du Rabba La Ravina. So he told the following story. Ikla Amemer La'atrin, Amemer once came to our town, V'achshav Rav Priya Ben Bishrish. And he also said the same thing, that whether if an Eved has relations with a woman, whether or not she's Priya or Eshadish, the child is not a mamzer. Good. Now, Rava Achshir, the Rav Mari Baracham, or Mari Baracham, who's mentioned several times in Shas, great Talmud Chacham, was somebody whose mother had relations with a goy, Isser Giora, and so he's called the son of Rachel. He's called by his mother's name. Now, this Rava not only declared him to be kosher, he appointed him to one of the clerkships in Bavel, that within the Sasanian rule, the way that they had it systematized was that with the Jewish community had tax collectors who would collect from the Jews and then present the money to the court. So he appointed him in one of those positions. The Alpha Gav Damar, in spite of the fact that we have the following rule, Som Tasim Alecha Melech, Pasuk number 2 on the page, which is the mitzvah of appointing a king, perhaps a mitzvah, see the Abravanel there. Kol misimot shatam asim al yuem likar v'chacha. So the Torah says, if you want a king, you make a king from among your own people. And it says, som tasim, indeed you shall place, meaning anybody you appoint to any position of authority must be mikar v'chacha. So this guy is not mikar v'chacha because his father is not Jewish. Say, hi, I came unto imam Yisrael, mikar v'chacha green abe. The answer is, that's not true, because his mother's Jewish, so he's called mikar v'chacha. Now, Avdei de Rabbi Chiya Bar Ami. Now, we're going to start now, a little point of note here, that we're going to start now, and from here till the end of this morning's podcast, we're going to take a look at issues relating to tefillah, going to the mikvah, and being put in the mikvah. So just a couple prefatory words, and this will serve as sort of a springboard for the discussion that will take us all the way through the end of Daf Mem Chet, which will be the next two podcasts after this one. And that will be about the topic of giur, conversion. The halacha is as follows. A, if a person, if a Jew buys an eved, acquires an eved in some sense, who's not Jewish, he has to take him to the mikvah and put him in the mikvah l'shem avdu. And then when he comes out of the mikvah, this person is an eved. If it's a man, he also needs mila, that's something that can happen later. But he has to put him in the mikvah l'shem avdut, and then he's a zevet. If a person is converting, of course, part of that process is tefillah as well. Therein lies a little bit of the rub, and that is the question about whether tefillah tzricha kavana, meaning kavana for the particular effect of the tefillah, and we'll see that show up right away in our sukkah. The other thing is that there are, of course, as we know, many other occasions when a person would have to go to the mikvah, like a nida, and a zava, and a zav, and a balkari, etc. The question is whether one suffices for the other, and we will see some of that brought up now. So let's see the case. Avdei de Rabbi Chiya Bar Ami, so his servant, at bela lahahi ovaret kochavim, so he took a particular non-Jewish woman, l'shem intata, and he put her in the mikvah, l'shem intata. Rashi brings two different lashonot, whether it means l'shem nidut, but the simple read is, like Rashi says, is that he wanted to practice Tara Mishpacha with her. So he had to go to the mikvah, l'shem nida, but she was still not Jewish. So Rav Yosef turned around and said, Yachil l'achshuri ba uvevrata. I could be machshir this woman and the child she has with that guy. Why? Ba k'd Rav Asi. We'll see Rav Asi in a minute. Rav Asi milo tavla l'niduta. We'll see that quote in a minute. Vevrata, why? Ovid kochav yeva ba'am nitzuav v'lad kosher. Because after all, I'm now declaring this woman to be Jewish and the tefillah to be a conversion. And beyond that, therefore, if she has bia with this guy who put her in, who's an Eved, Baal Bat Yisrael, Agvad Kosher. So the child is kosher. Now, here's the case with Rav Asi. Hahuda Vukarele Bar Armayata. There was a guy who they used to call the Goy's son. Amarasi milo tavli niduta. In other words, his mother was a practicing non-Jew, but she was practicing at some point going to the mikvah. So he said at some point she went to the mikvah l'tzorach nidut, and that works as the giur. That's the original statement of Ravasi. Hodekavul avukarle bar arma. So now they said this guy's father is a goy. Milo tavol l'kiryo. Didn't he at some point go to the mikvah for his carry? And that again works as giur. Chamar guri amarav alokeach eved mina ovid kochavim. Well, look at this one moment. I just want to make a comment about the previous piece for a second. I'm sure that you're already anticipating the question of how can we say that when a woman goes to the mikvah for nidut or a man went to the mikvah for his carry, which a person would usually do alone, and certainly not in a formal setting, that they could be considered a ger as a result. After all, we know that the giur needs shlosha, needs a mamad beitin. So Tosfot deals with this. The last Tosfot on the page, and he brings several approaches. One of them, which is that the three is not needed for the tefillah itself, for the kabbalat mitzvot. The other is because everyone knows that she went to the mikvah, that becomes sort of a devar yadua, and it seems to work also. In any case, something worth thinking about. So now back to where we were. Amar Chama Guria, Amar Rav. Alokeach Eved Min Ovid Kochavim V'Kadam V'Taval L'Shem Ben Chori. So remember I mentioned that when you buy an Eved, either you make him your Eved or you buy him from someone, you have to be matpil him. Now, if you buy him from another Jew, which could be done because he is considered almost like, not exactly chattel, but he's considered somebody that can be bought and sold, then you don't have to be matpil him, l'shem avdut, because he's already an Eved Kanani, a formal Eved Kanani. But if you buy him from a goy, that's the case here, you have to quickly put him in the mikvah before he goes in on his own and says, I'm doing this to be a ben-chorin, and he's mitgayer. No, my time, what's the reason? Because the guy who owned him before doesn't own his body. He just has rights in it. My the Konila who marked the Israel, whatever it is he owns, that's what he passed on to the Israel. Which means this guy is not yet owned by anybody until you put him in the Shem Avdu. Kevin the Karmatav Lashem Ben Chorin Afke Lashibude. And once he puts himself into the mikvah, Lashem Ben Chorin, he's Mafkiya the Shibud that the Israel got from the guy that he bought him from. Vaikir Rava, famous statement of Rav, Dam Rava, Hektesh, Chametz, Vashikur, Mafkin, Midei Shibud. So if I'm Makdish something that's in lien to somebody else, or the thing that I made a lien on was Chametz, and it comes Sheshot on the 14th, or Shikur, which is our case here, that trumps the Shibud, the lien or the prior claim of somebody else. So this fellow was mishachar himself by going to the mikvah l'shem ben chorin. So I lose whatever it is I bought from the goy. Meiti Rav Chista challenges. Ma'ase bebluria ha'giyoret. A woman, Bluria, was a convert. Shekarmu avadeh avetov l'faneha. She was about to convert, and her servants jumped in the mikvah in front of her, and v'amasad v'chomim v'amru kanu atzom v'nechorin. And Chacham said that these avadim are free. And we say what? So it's only because she was not yet Jewish at the time. Mashma, that if she was Jewish first, if she'd gone to the mikvah first, or she wasn't a convert, then these avadim couldn't do this. So Rava answers as follows. If they went in before her, they could go in without saying anything. Or if they say something, certainly it works. But if they go in after she went in, then they have to say, I'm doing it l'shem ben chori. All right. Otherwise, it looks like they're just going along with her and accepting avdut. Amar Rav Avya, lo shanu elam alokech min ovid kochavim. So parenthetically, we said that this ruling that you got to grab the eved quickly before he goes in on his own is only if you buy him from the ovid kochavim. Well, ovid kochavim gufe kane. All right, but the ovid kochavim himself, meaning the goy that you own yourself. Parsha, at the end of Parsha Bahar that talks about Avadim Kananim, says you can purchase from them. Atem konim mehem, meaning you can buy from them. Vlohem konim mikem, they cannot buy from you. Vlohem konim zemizeh, and they cannot buy from each other. In other words, the only relationship where there's a real kinyan aguf is the Israel over the kochavim. Alright? So let's say, for instance, here in this case, if an Ovid Kochavim sells himself to Yisrael, that works. Now, What do you mean that the goy can't own the goy? That he can't own Maaseh Adav? He doesn't have rights to the earnings? Adon Kochavim lo kani lo Yisrael Maaseh Adav? A goy could even have that from a Jew. Vaktiv ola eker mishpachat ger. In the last pasuk on the page, it says that if your fellow Jew is sold to a ger, ola eker mishpachat ger, what's that mean? V'yamamar mishpachat ger is a ovid kochavim, meaning to a non-Jew. It's possible for a Jew to be an indentured servant to a non-Jew. Alav l'gufe. So what's pshat? That Yisrael owns the goof of the Ovid Kochavim. The Ovid Kochavim cannot own the goof of a Yisrael or of each other. So that's how you see that when the Torah says mehem tiknu, and the diuk is you can buy from them, they cannot buy from you or from each other. For what purposes? For earnings? No, everybody can buy from each other. Anybody can own each other's rights to earnings if they're sold properly. So what is it? It's kinyan aguf, actually having rights over the body. Parchav acha ema bekaspa uvetvila. So if acha then asks the question maybe what the Torah says is mehem tiknu means for purposes of avdut, right? But perhaps if the guy does go in to the mikvah first, then indeed he's free, even when you buy him from Israel. The answer is kasha. Indeed, that's a little bit of a problem. So practically, Shmuel says, when you're taking this Evan and putting him in the water, you have to push him down. He hired the Minyamin Avde Rav Ashi, when Minyamin, who was a relatively famous servant of Rav Ashi, Baalat Bule, when Rav Ashi wanted him up with him, Maser Nialayu L'Ravina, gave him to Ravina, L'Rav Acha B'rei D'Rava, L'Chazu D'Minayichu K'boit Lei, he said, you see that I'm taking him from you, as it were, Ramulei arvisa v'tzavarei, put a chain around his neck. Arpulei v'tzamtzulei, loosen it and then tighten. Arpulei why ki echelo lehavi chatzitza, so that the water can all get in. Tzamtzulei ki echelo lichtim v'leim alohu l'shum benchorin, tighten it so it'll be hard for him to speak. So when he's in the mikveh, he won't say ah l'shem benchorin before I can be konim. Ani tovel. The hari the dali reishi mimaya anchulei zulta the tina areishi. By the way, as soon as his head comes up, immediately put a basket of some dirt on his head. And then tell him to go bring it to my house. In other words, immediately as soon as he comes out of the mikvah, make it very, very clear to him that he is an Eved. I'm a papa l'rav. Chazi mar hani de papa bar abba diavi zuzi le'inshi l'chargayu m'shadi b'hu. So a papa said to Rav, and evidently he was kind of bothered by this, he said, I see in this house of papa bar abba they go and pay the tax collector, somebody's head tax, and then they go in and slave them. What's the right of that? So he asked the question, when these guys finish their term, let's say that I'm a wealthy guy and I go pay the head tax of some guy and he has to come and work for me for X amount of time. When he leaves, does he need to get shichur or not? Didn't I tell you? You know what happens? These people who owe money to the king, they leave their signet ring there. So it was collateral. Malka Amar, the king says, whoever doesn't pay the head tax will become enslaved to someone who does pay his head tax. So it's all by Dina de Machuta. Which makes it sound as if there is really, there is a need for a get shichur. Right, so it is an absolute mecher because it's totally with the rights of the king. In other words, not some sort of highway robbery where somebody's very opportunistically stepping in. They are being opportunistic, but nonetheless, it is a legitimate sale, in which case this man is really owned, and therefore he needs a get when he goes free. Good, so now we have one last story. Of Chia bar Abba Iko v'Gavla, he went to a town called Gavla. Chaza b'no Yisrael d'ma'abrin migerim shemolu v'lo tavlu. He first of all saw there were Jewish women there, who were becoming pregnant, unclear if they were married to them, to Gerim, who had converted to Judaism, but not all the way. They'd done Brit Milah, not Tevilah. The Chaza Chamer Yisrael, the Mazgi over the Kochavim. He saw also Jewish wine being poured by non-Jews. The Shatu Yisrael, and Jews were drinking it. The Chaza Turmusin, these are lupines, they're lupines, which are kind of vegetable. The Shalki over the Kochavim Achli Yisrael. He saw Goyim cooking them for the Jews, and the Jews were eating them. He didn't say anything to the people in town about any of them. After the coming of Rabbi Yochanan, came to Eretz Yisrael, to Rabbi Yochanan. Might have been in Eretz Yisrael, but he came to Rabbi Yochanan. Amale, so he told him the story. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Save Achreiz al B'nei. First of all, go make an announcement that their children, Shem Mamzerim, the children of those unions, first thing he saw, the Mamzerim. Yeina Mishum Yainesach. Tell them their wine is the Yainesach. Libated wine to Avodah Zarah. Valtumusan Mishum Mishulin Achreiz. And tell them that their vegetables that they're eating are also because of Bishul Akum, because Goyish cooked stuff cooked by a Goy. Now, Fisha Einam B'nei Torah. He said, why should you tell them this? Because they're not that well educated. They're not B'nei Torah. Now, let's see what this means. A, Al B'nei Mishum Mamzerim. Why are the kids Mamzerim? So there's two components to this. First of all, we have to establish that the converts are really not converts. And then we have to establish that the child of a Goy and a Jewish woman is a Mamzer. Rabbi Yochanan Tameh. Rabbi Yochanan has been consistent. A person is not a ger until they both do mila and tefillah. There's a machlok about that. We'll see that later on. So the guy hasn't gone to the mikveh yet. He's an ovid kochavim. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? We saw this already. That the child of such a union is a mamzer. So therefore, these women are getting impregnated by these gerim who are not proper gerim. Therefore, they're going. Therefore, the kid is a mamzer, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Why does he say that the wine is Yayin Nesach? After all, it's Jewish wine. Goy is just pouring it. It's our chaka. Famous statement. We tell the Nazir to walk around the vineyard. Don't walk through. In other words, we're trying to keep them away from sinning. Now, we understand that Lefisha Einam B'nei Torah is only on the last item. These vegetables are considered us to them because of Bishulak. Why? Ha b'nei Torah shari, which means if they were educated, it would be mutter. We're only saying it's also because they're not b'nei Torah. Now, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Mishmei de Rav kol anechal kamot shulchai in bo mishum mishulei avdei kochavim. And the Rav and Shmuel said, anything that can be eaten as is raw, if you cook it, it's not bishul akum. Right? Ha turmos inu nechal kamot shulchai. These vegetables, these lupines, I think they're pronounced, cannot be eaten raw, and therefore it should be bishul nachrim. So, which means whether they are or not B'nai Torah, we should tell them it's wrong. Yochan ki irach leish nesvirle. Yochan holds like the other lashon in Avodah Zarah. Shmuel bar Yitzchak mishmei de Rav kol she'ino ole al shulchan melachim lechol bo atapat emo mishum mishul avdei kochavim. That the rule of that which is subject to a bishul akum is only something which is brought to the king's table and it's something that's a special meal, right? But these vegetables are not very important, so they're not brought on the king's table. Therefore, there's no bishul noch. Machlok and Avodah Zarah, two lashonot about what sort of foods are under the purview of bishul noch. The time of the b'nei Torah, b'nei Torah shari. And so therefore, Yochanan said, because they're not b'nei Torah, we have to put in a special archaka and not allow them to eat these things. But if they were b'nei Torah, then we could tell them, you know, those particular things you can eat, even if they are cooked by a goy. Tov, Mirtz Hashem, we will continue now with the sugya of Giur, Tanu Rabbanan, Ger Shemal V'lo Taval, something we've already seen just referred to, and we will continue on in Mirtz Hashem over the course of the next two podcasts to finish the sugya and then pick up on Memtet. Everybody should have